condition, you know. So you didn't have to worry about overskating the puck or whatever. And it was much better shape than it was through practice yesterday, the overall, like, solidness of it. But then in the second period, I don't know what they did between the periods, but it was like we came out and we're like, ooh, this looks like a real rink.
Third period.
Well, it was. I think they did the same thing between the second and third, and then the rain.
Yeah.
The rain didn't help. So. But at least it wasn't constant, you know. So it was. Yeah. All things considered, it's in. I'm sure the league's extremely happy.
Yeah.
That this stuff's done.
Yeah.
Mike, so, apologies if you already answered this, but what kind of emotional jolt does a win like this mean?
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, you have all this attention and all this talk about it. It's almost like a game seven or a Super Bowl, and you know, it's another game on the schedule we try and play. You know, it's always competitive because it's Pittsburgh anyway. You know, the sun's going to rise tomorrow for them. It's going to rise for us, and we all have 40-plus games left. So, but, you know, it's like I'm happy the way we played. You know, we played very well, and just every guy just did their job, did their responsibility. And, you know, that was a very, very satisfying win. And when you do the right things, you're going to get the goals and get the win. So.
Was it ever close to being called? Was there any discussion?
I don't think so. I thought they might gas the commercials, right. You know, in the third when it was coming down. You saw Colin Campbell talking to the ref. And they'd have to pay their advertisers back. But, you know, I think everybody, you know, I think all the front office, you know, the NHL people just had their fingers crossed that it was going to go. And they're as happy as anybody. It's done and over with. So,
what was the visibility like?
It was fine. You know, I think the guys with shields were starting to. Some of them took their shields off. Some of their players. Yeah, that's right. Some of them were wearing the shields. And you had to sit on the edge of the bench because if you sat back on a bench, your ass would get all wet. So yeah, we also were sitting on the edge because you could just scoot down and keep it dry. But you know, guys were try to keep their faces, their shields dry. But for the players, it was, you know, it was fine.